What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Jeffrey Epstein Show. I'm your host, Bobby Cappucci, and this is a morning update. What's up, everyone, and greetings from Sin City. So Jess Staley's bitch ass has finally been outed. Remember when we were talking about him in 2019, 2020? And I told you that this was going to be what happens when all was said and done? Well, here we are. There was no way that Jess Staley was going to avoid this. He is way too wrapped up with Epstein. They were way too close. And Jess Staley moved way too much money for him. The fact that he was able to keep his job at Barclays for this long is an indictment on Barclays, by the way. Now, when I was coming home from New Mexico, on the flight, they were offering Barclays credit cards with a great rate, the whole nine. And as much as I would have loved to add that bad boy to the collection, there is zero chance I'd be doing any business with Barclays at this point. Even in the aftermath of Staley leaving, Barclays still kept him on board throughout this whole pandemic. And really what it comes down to, folks, is the bottom line. They kept him there because they wanted that stability, quote unquote, and they wanted their investors to know that there was some stability in the boardroom. What they should have done is get rid of Staley right away when this stuff popped up, and they should have installed Venkat then. Now, well, the stink of Staley is firmly hanging above Barclay's head. So, even though he's gone, that doesn't change the fact that Barclays kept him around for this long. Especially considering we all knew the deal. I mean, look, I'm certainly not Bob Woodward or, insert journalist here. But when the writing's on the wall, and it's a language that you speak, it's not that hard to interpret. And it's very obvious that Jess Staley and Jeffrey Epstein were more than business associates. Just like Leon Black and Jeffrey Epstein were more than business associates. And now, with this investigation that's finally coming to light over in the UK into Barclays and Jess Staley, well, there are 1,200 emails between Jess Staley and Jeffrey Epstein, at least 1,200 that they could find, by the way. Was there another server? Was there a different apparatus? Again, we're dealing with some of the smarmiest, scummiest people in the world. Do you put anything by them? I don't. They're capable of anything. So, according to this report, 1,200 emails, and I guess that's the straw that broke the camel's back here. They couldn't hide it anymore. They knew it was going to become public. So Barclays says, we'll get out in front of it. Don't they understand that we're hip to their bullshit by now? We know their game plan. We know their strategy. We know what they're going to do to try and save face. But they continue to do it. Breaking news, Barclays and the rest of you scuzzballs, you're not pulling the wool over our eyes anymore. We see what's going on. We know that you kept Staley there because he was making a ton of dough for you. All right, so let's take a look at this article from the New York Post, and let's see what Will Fuhr has to say about Jess Staley and the 1,200 emails to Jeffrey Epstein. Headline, former Barclays CEO reportedly exchanged 1,200 emails with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm guessing a lot more than that, right? No way in hell that it was 1,200. These guys were tight, they were close, and when you're moving the kind of money that Jess Staley was moving for Jeffrey Epstein, you know that those bonds run strong. Like I said, this article was authored by Will Fuhr. Jess Staley, the former CEO of Barclays who resigned last week following an investigation into his ties to late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, reportedly exchanged some 1,200 emails with the perverted money man over a four-year period. The perverted money man. See, I like that one. Mr. Will Fuhr here has a sense of humor, obviously. The perverted money man. So, 1,200 emails, right? In those emails, dude talked about a term such as Snow White. That's not going to be explained. They're not going to explain that. But the question is, what did he mean by that? We're going to get there in a second. But the point of the matter is, these guys were a lot closer than he ever let on. Jess Staley. They were a lot closer than the media talked about. But here on the podcast, over 2 years ago, I was telling you the deal with this guy. I was telling you he was nothing more than a bag man for Epstein. Somebody that facilitated Epstein's crimes. And when I say that, I'm not talking about the abuse. I'm talking about from the financial aspect. And the fact that Jess Staley was able to basically ride out this whole pandemic is a travesty, considering we knew the deal. And it wasn't just me, by the way. There were a lot of people that knew what Jess Staley was up to, knew about his relationship with Epstein. And frankly, if it wasn't for the survivors going to social media, going to the public directly, bypassing the media, bypassing the BS, we wouldn't know anything about any of this. And this scumbag son of a bitch, Jess Staley, would still be at the head of the table in Barclays, manipulating money and acting the fool. And imagine, just if you will for a moment, in a world that actually had some justice, imagine what a RICO case into Jeffrey Epstein and his associates would turn up. Imagine what you would find if you casted those nets into this sea. I know, it's a fantasy, considering our government has no backbone. We've seen no RICO, and we've seen no Mann Act. Some of those emails included mysterious terms, such as Snow White, that have yet to be explained. The Financial Times reported, citing people familiar with the correspondence between Staley and Epstein. Epstein killed himself in 2019, allegedly. So we have to stop here for a second and talk about what does Snow White mean? Unless these dudes are doing fat rails a yak and getting blown out of their beans, then Snow White is obviously a girl or a woman that they're talking about, you would think. I mean, all reports say that Jeffrey Epstein didn't do drugs, so I guess they're not sitting around blasting rails like they're, Armando Carrillo Fuentes. So what does Snow White mean? That's a question that Jess Staley is definitely going to have to answer. Then again, I say that, but knowing that he's part of the so-called elite, he'll probably find a way to get out of all of this. You know, Snow White, they'll gaslight us into believing Snow White was nothing more than them actually talking about the child's tale. You know, that's what they do. And the sad part is a lot of people fall for it. A lot of people fall for the gaslighting. Especially if it tickles their confirmation bias. The volume of correspondence and the unexplained references shed new light on the nature of the relationship between Staley and Epstein. Not really. I mean, the vernacular, the reference, yeah. But we knew how deep this relationship went. And I've been talking about it for years. Now all of a sudden it's a revelation and people are all over it and they're acting like this is like huge breaking news. It's not. Jess Staley and Jeffrey Epstein were tight as hell. Jess Staley facilitated millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in cash transfers and different sorts of transfers through J.P. Morgan when he was there. So this is not a shock to me, and it certainly shouldn't be a shock to anybody who has been following this case. The emails, according to the Financial Times, were sent between 2008 and 2012, during which time Staley rose from head of J.P. Morgan Chase's asset management unit to CEO of the investment banking division. Staley did not become CEO of Barclays until 2015. Yeah, shocking, right? Funny how that all works. You know, the emails were sent between 2008 and 2012. That's when he was arrested, remember? So this relationship went all the way through. And remember, he also was close enough that he went and visited him in jail. So don't give me the whole, oh, we're just business associates here. That's bullshit. And I'm certainly not buying it. Other people want to buy that story, buy that fantasy land nonsense. That's up to them. But here, on this podcast, that is 5 chicken parmesans, folks. 5 of them. Many of the messages in the tranche of emails were matter-of-fact, the report said. The two discussed news articles in some and arranged to meet for drinks in others. But taken together, the messages reveal a close relationship between the two men, the FT said, citing people familiar with the contents. Look, when we talked about this 2 years ago, I told you that people I know in the financial sector were saying all of this, that it was only a matter of time before Jess Staley was gone. And the only thing that stopped it was the pandemic. I'm going to go back and I'm going to repost some of those older episodes so you folks can take a listen to them again. But I don't know how anyone can find this as a shock. We know that Denise George subpoenaed him a while back, March. This has been going on for quite some time. It's coming to a head now, though. And the Unsullied, meaning people who don't know much about the case, are finally starting to get hip to what's going on. And boy, oh boy, are they shocked. UK regulators, including the Financial Conduct Authority and Prudential Regulation Authority, have been investigating the correspondence and have highlighted certain unexplained terms that raise eyebrows, according to the report. For example, the two referenced Snow White in a short two-message exchange referring to a conversation the men already had in person, the FT reported, citing one of the people familiar with the matter. So, again, Snow White. Dealing with the people we're dealing with the kind of scumbag Jeffrey Epstein is, knowing that he uses all kinds of secret vernacular, secret code. What do you think Snow White is? And if Snow White is a girl that Epstein might have passed off to Staley, I have no evidence of that, but if that's the case, then this becomes a whole different kind of situation. This is like Leon Black then, right? Whereas now it looks like he's just an enabler, Staley, friend, money man. Could it be something more? We'll have to see. What does Snow White mean? That's really what, out of all of this, the only revelation that I'm getting from this is the contents of those emails. Kathleen Harris, a lawyer for Staley, said in a statement to the FT that all the emails were innocuous. We wish to make it expressly clear that our client had no involvement in any of the alleged crimes committed by Mr. Epstein, and code words were never used by Mr. Staley in any communications with Mr. Epstein, ever, she said. Okay, what does Snow White mean then? We see it. It's just like them telling us that Virginia never took a picture with Andrew. How can you possibly sit there and try and pitch that bullshit to me when I can see it with my own eyes? It's absurd, and they're so used to getting away with the absolute gaslighting that it just keeps going and going and going again. I mean, just look, all right? Just look at the Washington Post, okay? And they're reporting on the whole so-called Russia nonsense. Have you noticed they had to go back and retract a whole bunch of their stories? Because they use circular reporting like I told you folks they did? That's right. The whole Russia thing, garbage. No different than QAnon. But nobody wanted to listen. Because people are caught up in their, you know, their confirmation biases. And if it's going after your opponent, then great, let's do it. But the reality is, the legacy media continues to lie to you. They continue to dog walk you, and they continue to gaslight you. The question is, how much longer are you going to accept it? Staley previously said he deeply regrets his friendship with the pedophile, whom he first met in 2000, when he took charge of J.P. Morgan's private banking division, and when Epstein was already a client in New York. The two got close enough that in 2009, Staley visited Epstein while he was serving a prison sentence in Florida for procuring a child for prostitution. Children cannot be prostitutes, okay? They can't consent, so how can they be a prostitute? And soliciting a prostitute, according to the FT. Staley has previously said the relationship began to taper off after he left J.P. Morgan in 2013. Yeah, why is that, huh? Because you were no longer his bag man? Didn't taper off. Maybe professionally, not personally. But in 2015, just a few months before joining Barclays, Staley reportedly sailed to Epstein's private Caribbean island. Staley also previously let Epstein mentor one of his daughters when she was applying to college, according to the FT. Now imagine that. You're letting Jeffrey Epstein mentor your child. Him, Glenn Dubin, all of these people are fucking sick, okay? That's my stance. I said what I said. They're all sick. They're all wired wrong. When you get to that level in life, you have all that money and power, your brain becomes completely wired incorrectly. I am convinced of it. You let your daughter be mentored by Jeffrey Epstein, huh? Did she call him Uncle Jeffy too, like Glenn Dubin's daughter did? Absolutely absurd. The cache of emails were first given to U.S. regulators by J.P. Morgan, the FT reported, and the U.K. regulators began investigating Staley's relationship to Epstein after they received the cache in 2019. People familiar with the matter told the FT. J.P. Morgan declined to comment to the FT. Barclays had previously claimed that the relationship between the two was strictly professional, and regulators were concerned that the cache of messages contradicted that claim. They sure did, didn't they? Barclays, with the help of law firm Clifford Chance, investigated the emails for 2 months, according to the FT, and at one point, Staley considered resigning, but was persuaded to stay. And that's exactly what I said about Barclays. That's why they're scumbags. They persuaded him to stay because they wanted to make more money. That's what it comes down to. They don't care if he enabled Jeffrey Epstein. They don't care that Jeffrey Epstein abused all of those girls. The fuck do they care? Barclays eventually resolved to stick by Staley, saying in February that he had the board's full confidence. But the investigation by the FCA continued. While the findings have not yet been made public, Staley agreed to resign last week, the FT reported, after the bank learned of the investigation's conclusions and Staley's intention to contest them. Well, folks, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Jeff Staley is an absolute dirtbag, always has been, and he should have never been put up on the pedestal that some people in the financial world like to put him on. Anyone that was cavorting with Jeffrey Epstein, let me be very clear, especially after his arrest, is a piece of human excrement. There's no middle ground, there's no gray area, it's it. Now again, that's just my opinion, and it's not worth much probably, right? Especially if you take it down to the store and try and purchase an item with it. But that's my opinion all the same. And a guy like Jeff Staley should have been outed a long, long time ago. But I guess it's better late than never. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. The link that we discussed is in the description box. All right, folks.